Constellation. Hello, and welcome to Soulful Wildflowers, a podcast where we explore topics and modalities to help raise your vibration, strengthen your internal guidance system, and your connection with self. I'm Carrie, a writer, emotional wellness coach, empath, and explorer of spirituality. My goal is to awaken the lightworker inside of you by discussing topics you may have previously thought out of reach. So welcome to Woo Woo 101, a down-to-earth approach to spirituality. As Dolly Parton once said, wildflowers don't care where they grow. So no matter where you are in your awakening, years in, or just starting to explore, you're exactly where you need to be. We're so grateful you're here and can't wait to grow with you. Hello and welcome. This is another episode of the Soulful Wildflowers podcast. My name is Carrie Fox and I am your host. And today is going to be a little bit of story time and all about remembering who you are after motherhood. So this podcast is all about the spiritual journey, spiritual awakening and motherhood, and how those two journeys combined or are really one and the same. And, you know, this is something that I personally have had a hard time. So I'm a mother of three girls. My oldest is 8. My youngest is getting ready to turn 3 this summer. And it's hard to find time as a mother for myself, to myself, for things that bring me joy and bring me happiness. And just as an individual outside of my family unit and being a caretaker and that motherhood role. So I got that opportunity to do just that this weekend, this past weekend. And as you can tell, I have a little bit of a cold and I lost my voice this weekend from all the gabbing I was doing and did not get the chance to record this weekend. So we're recording here on a Tuesday evening. But I want to share this, you know, I just want to share my weekend because I think it really just helps reinforce how important it is to do things outside of, you know, the activities that you do with your kids or with your family unit. If you don't know, I am absolutely adore the ladies of Inner Bloom podcast. They've been on as guests on this podcast before. They are the reason that I started my own podcast journey. And they had an event this weekend in Philadelphia that I've known about for a long time. And I've kept going, you know, yeah, that'd be really cool to go. I'd love to go. But, you know, one thing that you find when you're on this spiritual journey is that you don't always necessarily have like a physical people in your near radius where you live that are on the same journey. Like most of the people I speak to are online and located all across the globe. So I was like, you know, for me personally, I am not the explorer, even though I'm a Sagittarius. I'm not very much an explorer. I am a homebody. I enjoy being home. I'm an introvert. I don't do well outside of my little bubble sometimes. My anxiety will flare for sure. So traveling is not my cup of tea, but I really wanted to go to this event. And I ended up chatting with some girlfriends of mine and we were like, through a conversation, we're like, well, what if we made this like a mom day? You know, they weren't not necessarily interested in the event itself, but they were interested in the idea of doing something for themselves, which is kind of what sparked the conversations. I was interested in doing something for myself outside of my family unit that was just for me to enjoy. So we kept talking about this and talking about this and talking about this, and we were trying to facilitate. It ended up being 3 of us and all moms, all kind of in this realm of decision fatigue and burnout because, you know, motherhood can be very overwhelming and exhausting. And eventually I was like, you know what, if we're going to make this happen, I just need to bite the bullet and make the decision and lead in that way. So we ended up getting a hotel in Philadelphia and we were just like, no plans whatsoever, completely winging this weekend. And it was actually fantastic. It was truly magical. So I'm so fortunate that I have friends, first of all, who may not necessarily want to dive in with me into this spiritual awakening or spirituality or psychic development journey that I'm on, but support me nonetheless. And so, you know, they ended up doing their own thing for this 2-hour event that I went to, which again, the ladies, Ambrosia and Alexa with Inner Bloom Podcast, they're just fabulous humans in general, but the event itself was truly special. And I always find myself gaining so much wisdom from all the things that they share. But in particular, this one just felt like the messages, even if I wasn't asking, like the audience was allowed to ask questions, and every question that was asked, the answers were just so pertinent to where I'm currently at in my journey. And I just, it was very divinely led. So I truly enjoyed it. But you know, again, this episode, I just wanted to share a little bit about our weekend and some of the messages that came through and just insight I gained from being there. So one thing that came up over and over again this weekend is that, you know, when you're on your own journey, you're going to come across somebody who's not there yet on their journey, right? So you are in the thick of it. You are going through your self-development, your growth. You are learning what your triggers are. You're learning what your traumas are and how you respond. And there's a lot of awareness that might be happening through this journey. Maybe you're going through the dark night of the soul where there's a lot of mourning and a lot of grief, a lot of hardship. Because, you know, a spiritual awakening, if you think about it, is you're this tiny seed that is being pushed into the darkness. You're being put underground, right? In the dirt, in the soil, so that you can grow into this brand new being. You're still the soul, the essential part of you is the same, right? The seed and the flowering plant, it comes from the same place. It's the same being, but the process to get there, sometimes you have to get into kind of a darker place to be able to find where the light and be allowed to let the light in. So again, when you're on this part of the journey, there will be people in your life who are not on that journey, and that's completely fine. That's not their trajectory right now. And so their reality and your reality are different. And I think that, I'm sorry, my cat's trying to eat things off my desk here. Hunter, who is a common co-host on this show, he likes to, anytime my camera's on, he thinks it's a perfect time to jump in and get me off course here. But anyway, as the those individuals who may not necessarily be on that particular course that you are, so their reality is different. And you know, you're going through this work and you're seeing reality in a different light, but they may be seeing the same things you used to see. They're not able to see yet the new things that you see. So I think it's just really important to surround yourself with individuals who are going to support you through that journey and help you through that process. So that was one thing that came up. Obviously, being in my own journey, being able to surround myself with women who supported me, even though they didn't necessarily want to be involved in that part of the journey, they held space for me this weekend and listened to me and allowed me to express myself authentically, which is huge. I don't think we get enough opportunities to be our most authentic selves. And that feels like vulnerability to me. Being authentic feels vulnerable because growing up, it would be, you're too sensitive. You're too, you know, why are you crying? And why are you always emotional? And, you know, what do you mean you hear things? So this weekend was a lot of storytelling for me. I was able to tell my story in various ways and feel supported through that process. Through, I don't know if you ever feel like you have to like verbally explain or rationalize or like hear it out loud, things that you've been sitting in your soul, you know, things that have been bothering you or worrying you. Sometimes just being able to vocalize it, helps with that healing process. Being surrounded by individuals who give you that space. And that's truly what coaching is all about. So I'm an intuitive life coach, and one of the biggest things that a life coach can offer you, an intuitive life coach in particular, is sacred space for you to be your most authentic self. And I think between the three of us this weekend, there was a lot of space held, and it felt effortless. It didn't feel like a burden. It didn't feel like draining, or I was so energized after this weekend, to be able to spend time with my best friend. So, Jess Rand, who has been on this podcast many times, her and I have known each other since elementary school and, have had a very long time friendship. And then a dear friend of mine, Jill, who, we actually met through a prior work and have been friends for over 10 years now. We called each other kind of like, you know, we were living parallel lives just in different states. So I would go through something in my life and then she would be ended up going through the same thing. Our kids are my third and her first child are born like 3 weeks apart. So we even went through pregnancy together. I mean, we literally live parallel lives. Our husbands could be brothers. They're very similar. But you know, again, I was so fortunate to have had this experience with these women. And I think that also brings up, you know, this need for community among women. I think, and it's more than just like having sisterhood to share and gripe about, well, so-and-so didn't put the dishes away. Like, no, it's way beyond that. It's healing. It's giving space for each other to heal, to take off the masks that you wear, to take off all the baggage, all the bull crap that you work through day in and day out, whether, you know, you're being a mom or a caretaker or somebody at work, or you're the chef, you're the driver, the chauffeur, you're the, you know, at my house, you're the tech relief person, you know, the computer's not working. Can you come fix it? Like there's all these roles that we constantly play. And when you find yourself surrounded by this sisterhood where you can just say, I'm going to be my authentic self. I'm going to be just me today. And it was absolutely fantastic. Like I mentioned earlier, we actually, so for this Philly event, we did not plan a damn thing. It was like too much decision, too much, you know, three mothers who are overwhelmed, decision fatigue, right? Like we planned absolutely nothing and the weekend was perfect. We walked along the water. We did some shopping. We ate so much food. We did not plan at all where we were going to eat. We literally just like left the hotel and we're like, this place looks good. And I mean, feeling so divinely supported, right? Like everything we did, it just felt effortless. Parking in Philadelphia, like we were able to find parking without any trouble. I don't know. It just was truly a rejuvenating weekend. And the reason I share this, one of the reasons that I share this is because I think it's important that as mothers, excuse my sniffles, that we make time for ourselves in this way. We make time for ourselves with other humans that will hold us and support us in a group where we can support each other and we can be who we are outside of motherhood. And one thing that I find is very common with mothers that I coach is that, you know, generally when they come to me, it's, I don't know who I am. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to spend my time. Like, all I do is mom. All I do is I'm just the caretaker all the time. I can't even poop alone. Right. I mean, how many times have you been where there's little fingers under the door or somebody's knocking, I need a glass of milk, or so-and-so stole my toy, and you're just trying to go to the bathroom. So it's really important for us to remember that there is a version of you outside of this. And it's not to say that we don't love our children. It's not to say we don't love our partners. Excuse me. It's to remind you that you also need to love yourself. I'm going to say that again, because I think that's really important. It's not that you don't love the people you're surrounded with. It's a reminder that you also need to love yourself. And we don't do that enough as mothers. We don't give ourselves the permission to just love ourselves as we are. And that was a really important lesson that I think I've learned this weekend. And I think that all of us really kind of digested this weekend, is that, yeah, there is this person that exists that outside of being a mother and the household caretaker or whatever it may be. So that beautiful reminder is for you. If you resonate with this, you know, I almost let the fear of trying, going to a new place, lack of control is one of the things that I need to work on, right? As somebody who deals with depression and anxiety, control is my way of making sure my environment is safe so that I don't swing too far into one of those areas. And when I don't have control, I can already feel the panic rise. But I do think that there are opportunities for us to face our fear. This was definitely one of those, you know, face your fear moments for me this weekend, where we had no plans. All we knew was where we were going to stay, and obviously the event that I went to. But outside of that, we sat in a park for a couple of hours and drank coffee. Like, literally, we didn't do any crazy sightseeing or had any big grand, you know, gestures or events that we were going to. Like, we just, whatever we felt like. And I think that's another important thing, is that we were asking ourselves, what do I need in this moment? What do we collectively, the three of us, need in this moment? And what is going to make us feel the best? And I think that is a question we don't ask ourselves enough, is, and this is something that helps you stay present as well, is, what do I need in this moment? What do I want to do in this moment? So if you are going back to coaching, if you are somebody who is, you know, not sure who you are outside of motherhood, I would just simply ask yourself, what do I need in this moment? What would bring me joy right now in this moment? And I would also say that the things that brought you joy before motherhood may not be the same now. I mean, my eldest is 8 years old. And so the things that I did before she arrived on this earth is not necessarily the same things that are going to bring me joy today. And that's okay. But for the past 8 years, I haven't really explored what those things are. Now, I say that, but now I realize that psychic development, spirituality, those are the things that bring me joy and light me up in those intellectual conversations, which I had a ton of this weekend, which is why I also am losing my voice. But you have to take an opportunity to take a step outside of your comfort zone to experience new things and see, maybe this thing will bring me joy. And if it doesn't, that's okay. Like, it's almost like finding a partner, right? Like, as you grow through life, you know, maybe at 15, you have your first boyfriend, and I like this and this and this, and I don't like this and I don't like this. So for your next partner, you're like, well, they're on the things I don't like list, so I'm not even going to entertain this relationship. But if they check all the boxes on your list, then maybe you will. And then you learn more and you find something else. It's the same idea, right? You have to take a chance with the unknown to figure it out, to figure out what you want. And those things that you want may change throughout your relationship with yourself. Oh, that's a good one. So sorry. Sometimes when the information comes through, I get really excited because it's not always just me speaking. Sometimes I'm divinely helped. So yeah, it's your relationship with self. You have to get re-intimate with yourself, right? You just spent, in my example, the last 8 years not knowing or not putting effort towards that relationship with yourself. And so now you have to rekindle the flame, go on dates with yourself. Man, this is really good. I'm pretty jazzed up about this analogy here. I'm noticing for me personally that spirit speaks an analogy to me, like all day long. It's all analogies all day long. You know, the whole seed being planted and growing into a flower, it being the same soul, it's all analogies for me. So yes, that is in a nutshell what I wanted to share. I pulled a card. This is my spirit animal oracle deck. And I'll show it here. If you are live with me in the Soulful Wildflowers Facebook group, I go live in the group so you can see me and see the cards that I share sometimes when I'm pulling oracle cards. So if you're not in there, definitely join us because it's a lot of fun. I love interacting with the audience. And the card I pulled is dogs. Be loyal to what you love. And I ask before I pull a card today, I ask, you know, what does the audience need to hear about this idea that, you know, rekindling this relationship with self, knowing and exploring who you are after motherhood, recognizing that you are an individual and that there is an aspect of you that exists outside of motherhood. But if you've forgotten who that is, or maybe that has changed over time because the old version of you has dissolved, if you didn't listen to the past episode on matrescence, the physiological, emotional, like the physical changes that occur when you become a mother, right? So literally the phoenix rising, you are dissolving into goo and changing into something new. Like your body literally alters its composition to make room for this new life that is coming through you. So of course you are going to be a different person, a different version of yourself after giving birth to your child. But I ask, you know, what message do we need to hear to help us through this process, to help us get to the other side? And so this dog spirit card came through and I felt called to use my animal oracle deck today. So I'm just going to read directly from the book because I thought the message was perfectly said. And this is by Colette Baron Reed. So dog spirit, be loyal to what you love. Dog spirit appears to remind you that although change is a part of life and all of us are meant to evolve, our love and commitments remain strong. You are loved now and can trust that higher love is true. Spirit loves you and love has arrived in many forms now, manifesting in the people you surround yourself with, expressed uniquely through them. Dog spirit also says, be true to that which you love, for now is a time of good fortune. Be steady as you recognize that people and things are always transforming. Your heart is loving and true, and dog spirit wants you to know that your steadfast commitment to experiencing and expressing love will attract and manifest more love. You deserve all of it. Have faith in spirit's plan for you. So talk about divine messaging, right? It's basically, in my mind, it's reinforcing everything we just said, is that if you want to rekindle your relationship with self, follow the path of joy. You have to trust in the fact that when you put yourself out and you step beyond fear into the unknown and you experience something new, that you will find joy in an aspect of that. Follow that thread of joy and you'll ultimately manifest more joy. You'll cultivate more joy. So I love that this dog spirit, and for me, it's very loyal and faithful. But I think what they're saying is to self, be faithful to yourself and your love for yourself. Don't forget to rekindle that connection. And don't forget that it's just as important as the connection with your partner, the connection with your children. All of those are valid and require nourishing. Just like the seed in the ground, you have to water it and it needs sunshine. It needs things in order to grow. So you can't expect yourself to grow if you're not nourishing yourself. And I'm pausing because I'm soaking that in myself. But that's what I think this weekend for me was about. Really just loving myself as I am, where I am right now. Another thing that came up was, you know, not trying to seek validation outside of myself, not seeking validation outside of myself. So one of the things that I have noticed is that, the more I podcast, for example, the more I do lives, the more I share my messages, the more spirit is coming through, or at least that I'm recognizing that, like, wow, this information that I'm sharing, it's not necessarily through lived experience. Like it has to be coming from somewhere. Where is it coming from? So that was my question, you know, during the Inner Bloom event, is like, where is this information coming from? Because all I know is that it just comes. Like I just speak it, right? I see images and the information comes. Where is it coming from? And the response was that they completely ignored the fact that I was asking who, right? What was this? What was the information? Where was it coming from? And they said, you're doubting yourself. You're asking for validation. This question is not about who or where. It's about you not having the confidence to claim that you are the channel and that this information is coming through you. You're asking for a validation. And I had to sit with that for a minute because I didn't really think of it that way, but absolutely, you know, now that I've marinated with that question and that response for a little bit, I do recognize that it's simply asking for validation that, and it's interesting. It's, no matter how many times somebody tells you, for example, again, an analogy, wow, that shirt looks great on you, or that dress looks great on you, or you're looking really great today. Like there's still a little part of you that's like your ego or, you know, whatever is coming in and saying, yeah, but I ate a really big lunch. So maybe my top looks good, but my stomach is like, I don't know, or maybe the shirt's a little too tight. Like there's this little part of you that doubts and negates that compliment. So it's like really just being able to say and agreeing and having the confidence that yes, this information is coming through, but if it's a compliment, just say thank you and taking it. So that was also a big lesson this weekend in just allowing. Allowance has been a big theme for me. And this weekend was a lot about releasing control, as we talked about earlier. And just allowing, like not necessarily needing a path, you know, step by step by step by step by step instructions. It's just like following the joy. What feels good in this moment? What is the next best thing to do? The next right thing to do? And I think for those of you who feel that like you're feeling lost and you're going through your own spiritual awakening or your own self-development journey, and you're not sure what to do, follow the joy, follow that breadcrumb trail, because if you are open to it, then it will be available to you. Another really great thing that this theme that came up this weekend was, you know, what is your reality? And essentially saying that if you believe, for example, that I am not channeling information, it's not coming from an outside source, I'm just making it up, then that is your reality and that is your truth. And you will never know that this information is coming elsewhere. Just as if you don't believe that you could cultivate joy, then you will never cultivate joy. It's not just going to jump out at you. It could be right in your face, but if you don't believe that you can cultivate that joy and that that joy is available to you, it could be in your face all day long. You're never going to take the step to bring it into your life, to take it. And so that was another really big message that I felt I heard this week, is that, you know, you pave your own path. And you have to have faith, just like we talked about with the dog spirit, have faith that you're being supported, that you can manifest whatever you want, that you'll be supported. And, you know, it may only be a subset at a time. You know, if this is something that you are interested in and you want to cultivate more of this in your life, test it, right? Just have fun with it. Say, okay, I want something that brings me joy, but you also have to bring awareness, you know, what is joy to you? So if my kids all of a sudden put, I don't know, some crazy song on and they start having a dance party and I join them for a few minutes, well, that's joy. I just cultivated joy. Like my kids, the universe brought joy to me, but I have to recognize that in that moment, that was a joyful moment and have more of those moments. You know, have another, maybe your kids started the first dance party, you start the next dance party, whatever that looks like for you. Just know that following that breadcrumb trail is going to cultivate and bring you more joy, because you're starting to open your eyes to the joy. The joy has been there the whole time. You just, you know, haven't been able to see it. So that is all I wanted to share. I just wanted to share about my weekend and, you know, really encourage any of you who have not had an opportunity to be yourself outside of motherhood, find an opportunity. It doesn't have to be a whole weekend trip with your friends, right? It can just be dinner or maybe go to a movie or do something that you normally wouldn't do without your kids. And I'll also say, historically, like if you asked me 2 years ago, I would never have even asked my spouse to see if I can go on a trip, right? Like, hey, can you watch the kids overnight so I can go on a trip with my girlfriends? I would have felt guilty for leaving him. I would have felt like, you know, well, he's going to say no anyway, so why even bother asking? Like all of this lack of confidence, lack of, you know, just this lack mindset would have prevented me from asking that question. But I asked and he was like, yeah, that's fine. Like literally no big deal. I just made sure the girls had clothes in their drawers so that they could pick out what they wanted. But I had to have faith that my husband is very capable of taking care of his own children, which he absolutely is. And they had a great weekend. He planned a play date for them. He took them out. And I was like, wow, I need to do this more often. Like that was awesome. So, you know, again, you are supported and the universe wants to support you in becoming your best self, better than you were yesterday. That's all we're trying to do here. So I encourage you to look for those opportunities and take them and ask for them when you see them. Take a step towards them. That is all. I love you all. I appreciate you. If there are any topics or subjects that you'd like to hear me talk about, please let me know. Join the Soulful Wildflowers Facebook community. You can check me out live. and you can interact. So Jane, thank you for jumping on for a little bit. I see you there. And the other thing, you know, if you do enjoy this podcast, I would just be so grateful if you could leave an honest review about maybe why you like the podcast or what your favorite episodes are. I love hearing from you guys, and I love hearing, you know, your own stories about your own journeys as well. It really helps motivate me to continue to produce episodes, but also to know we're not alone. Like, that's the whole purpose of the community. Feel free to share your stories in the community as well, because I think it's important that we know that we're not alone on our journeys. And with that, my friends, I hope you have a fabulous evening, and we will talk next time. Bye.